Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Yesterday, a 36-year-old man was found not guilty of the murder of 16-year-old Josh Dunn at East Wall Road in Dublin. George Gonzago Bento was also found not guilty of producing a knife in a manner likely to intimidate another and not guilty of assault causing harm to two others. The food delivery cyclist who had moved to Ireland from Brazil in 2019 pleaded not guilty to all charges. Mr. Bento said he was acting in self-defence after being attacked by a gang when he and a friend tried to retrieve a stolen bike. So how common is that plea of self-defence? How often is it used in a murder trial? Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Professor Yvonne Daly from the School of Law and Government at DCU. Good morning to you, Professor. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Claire, and to your listeners.
So in a case where self-defence is used in a murder trial, what options does the jury have in that case?
Yeah, in a murder case involving a self-defence, there's three options really for the jury as to what decision they can come back with or what verdict they can come back with. And that's not the case in every jurisdiction, but Ireland is somewhat unique in allowing three options. So if the jury essentially don't accept the self-defence claim, they can convict the person of murder. If they completely accept the self-defence claim and accept that the person used only a reasonable amount of force in defending themselves against a real threat, then they can acquit the person. But there is also a middle ground sort of partial defence of self-defence which exists as well, where the jury accepts that the person, from the perspective that they were in as they saw things, were maybe defending themselves, but they think that they used an unreasonable amount of force that a reasonable person in the same circumstances would not have used. And if that's how the jury sees things, they can come back with a verdict of manslaughter rather than murder.
Okay.
Those are those three options which exist. And there's different sort of criteria that the jury have to look at. There's almost a two-step process. As they say, they're working out the circumstances as the accused person saw them. So there's a kind of subjective test. What did the accused person think the situation was? What was the level of threat as they saw it? And then the second question is a more objective one. If you accept those circumstances, then what is a reasonable response? And was that the response of the accused person?
And in this case, the judge, in summing up, made a point of that to the jury, saying you've got to place yourself in the shoes of the accused. Isn't that right?
Yeah, because, as I say, it's a subjective test for the circumstances as the accused person saw them to be. And, of course, you know, very difficult for a jury. I mean, I think the role of the jury is a difficult one in all cases, where you're looking back after the fact as to what happened and what were people thinking. And, you know, these things happen in sort of in real time in very fast circumstances. And then the jury afterwards is sort of picking over it to say, well, what was happening? But the question for the jury is what did the accused person perceive the circumstances? How did they understand the level of threat against them, whether it was possible for them to retreat, for example, and all of that. So that's taken from the accused perspective. And then there's the additional question then of, well, if we accept those circumstances as the accused saw them, what was the proportionate or reasonable or necessary level of force that they could have used in those circumstances?
And Yvonne, it's not a common defence, the defence of self-defence in a murder trial, is it?
Yeah, it doesn't come up all that often. I mean, your listeners will remember a number of sort of cases around defence of the home, which were sort of going through the courts at one point. But murder cases, very often the person is denying any involvement at all, or the person is saying that they lacked intention, so therefore it's manslaughter rather than murder. The fact scenario, I suppose, that leads to a claim of self-defence where one person has killed another person, it doesn't arise all that often. But the defence of self-defence, or I suppose it's more accurately referred to as legitimate defence, because it's not just the defence of yourself. You can also be defending somebody else from a very serious threat to their life. It requires a particular fact scenario, as I say.
And does it include, we say self-defence, but as you say, it could be the defence of another too. Defence of property, is that covered under this too?
No, I mean, the law is sort of accepting that circumstances arise where there may be such a threat to you, as you understand the circumstances, that it's almost a them or you situation where you have to defend yourself to the extreme circumstance of severely injuring or killing another person. And that's sort of an excuse which is allowed by the law, or a justification for your actions, where the threat is a severe threat against you or another person. But you can't, for example, if someone wants to steal your car, you can't use an amount of force that leads to you killing them in order to protect your car, let's say. Like, you can't take the law into your own hands. In those circumstances, the appropriate thing to do is to call the Gardaí and allow things to be followed up in that way. It's only where there's a threat to your life, that's where it's so extreme that if you don't defend yourself, again, as you see it, if you don't defend yourself, you're going to be killed, or a person who's with you maybe is going to be killed. That's when you can use this legitimate defence, not for the defence of property. Now, the defence of the home is a little bit different, again, because it's accepted that our homes are in a way almost an extension of ourselves, a safe haven. No one should be entitled to come into your property uninvited. But again, you can't attack somebody and kill them because they've come into your home or they've broken in or anything like that. If they're in your home and they're attacking you, you can defend yourself.
Okay.
But again, there's a kind of a line there between taking the law into your own hands because somebody is committing an offence and you want to get sort of retribution on them. That wouldn't be accepted as a self-defence.
Well, thank you for explaining it to us, Professor Yvonne Daly from the School of Law and Government at DCU. Now, coming up next, paying for your online returns, business journalist Adam Maguire on why some retailers are charging you to bring something back.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.